Next letter is in a smaller grouping of just two, but we have this big T, paw. And that one you kind of got to go down and over and then that way. A little tricky. And when you do the same thing, put a dot on, it becomes thaw. That is one grouping right there. Thaw, I guess I should probably actually write it, sorry, and thaw. You're probably thinking, okay, we already have these T's and these TH's, but that's like I said before, there's some that have the same, and you just got to be able to tell from the transliteration what they actually are. And I just wrecked that one. All right, anyway, next grouping we have Hein, so it's like a cool looking E. And this one you're going to put it right back in that throat, so it's very like coffee sounding. Well, not like coffee, but cough, you know what I mean. Anyway, and then similar to that with a dot over it is Klein. Oh god, I can't even do it. Klein. Like a rolled R. Basically, it's an R. Just, that's how you're just going to remember it. And it has this real like ein sound to it. Sometimes this one here isn't even like considered that. It's more just like an ein sound. So you'll remember that. Like, I like whom starts with this letter. There's no H. That's life. Okay, and that's grouping. Okay, next grouping. Where are we here? Okay, faw. And the next one that's similar to that is cough. Faw and cough are similar together. And then we have this Q sound, and that's how it's represented in transliteration. Now we have the K, kef, and that is represented by this little guy, but it usually doesn't look like that, so, but yeah, this is kef. Little thing like that, and then this little hamza in the middle, in the middle there. Okay, we're getting to the end. This guy stands alone. But we have over here the L, which is lam. And then I'm going a little out of order here, but I want to show you how this goes. The lam aleph is something that is a combination of L and A. So if you ever have a la sound, you're going to use a lam aleph. And there's a couple different ways people do these. Some kind of go like that. I usually go like that. That's kind of standard. So it's sort of like you're starting an L, but then you kind of go back this way and up like that. And actually the word for no is la. So if you're ever going to write the word no, you're going to have to do this a lot. It's a little tricky. Okay, let's see. New paper. Alright, well, let's see. I'll write in the back of my 700 form. That's fine. Okay, meme is next. This is an M sound. And this one, there's a couple different things. Some people go like that, because you really want to stress that circle. But a lot of times, it's just sort of like, that in the word. That's meme. Then there's noon. Same shape as those earlier ones we did, ba, ta, and tha. Except this time there's going to be one dot and it's up here. So I mean, if you were wondering why ta has two and you were like, well, where's the one with one dot? Well, there it is. It's noon. Getting toward the end, we have ha, H-A-H. And that one, some people like to show it like that. Some go like that because that's how it's represented in the beginning. It's basically just a triangle with some fancy stuff inside. Finally, we're getting toward the end here. We have ya. And this is kind of a silly one, but this one is also represented in a lot of words as an I-I sound. So, like I said before, the vowels don't really get written, but if you do have this I-I sound in there, you do want to stress it by writing this character. And then finally, we have wa, which is kind of like that. Like a big comma. Okay, well let me go over the ones on this page, because I did these kind of quick, but that was meme, noon, which also can have the dot a little bit more in the middle. Ha, ya, and wa. There's also this thing called a hamza, which doesn't get really, I don't know really how often that's used, but alone, I mean. But that's a hamza, and it is considered to be part of the alphabet, so if you hear someone saying the alphabet, they're probably going to include that in the end. Okay, well, that's the alphabet. Let me just go back to the first page here, and we can review. Find the first page, there it is. Okay, we had Aleph, Ba, Ta, Tha, Jim, Ha, Ha, Dal, Thol, Ra, Zain, Seen and Sheen, Sod and Dod, Tau and Tau, Hain and Rhine, Fa and Kof, Kef, Lam, Lamalif, Mim, Noon, Ha, Ya, Wa, and Hamza. Now, since there's a little time left in this lesson, I'm going to show you the vowel markings. Let's say you put an L and an R together. Right now you have these consonants, L and R, lur. If you want to turn this into something where you know how you're going to pronounce it, for instance, if you want to do Larry, you're going to represent that the L has an A sound by putting a dash above, and that this has an E sound by putting a dash below. If you want to do Lori, which is my name, you're going to have more of an oo sound on that L. So to do an oo, you put a little comma-looking thing up there, and then, of course, again, and this looks like a doll, so I could extend that for you, if you want to have the E sound, you do that. So basically, an A sound is a dash above, an E sound is a dash below, and an oo sound is a little comma above. There are also different symbols you can use to indicate long vowels and a couple other different things, but that's a little advanced and I'm not going to go into that right now. But if you ever do see something like this, or when you're first writing and you want to represent those vowels, because it does look kind of cool when you put those around the dashes and the little comma guy, it's very simple, there's just three of them. Hardly anything to worry about. Okay, well, that was the alphabet, and I suggest you just go over maybe and try to practice it a little bit, but don't freak out too much, because what you really need to learn is how these things all come together into a word, and that's going to take a little bit more work. So look forward to the next lesson when we'll be talking about word formation and also the changing of the shapes based on the position in the word.